York Region school boards are again readying to close schools Monday as the threat of an education worker strike looms. The Canadian Union of Public Employees has issued a strike notice for education workers starting November 21 as talks with the province have reached another impasse. Both the York Region District School Board and York Catholic District School Board have announced closures if the strike goes ahead, with online learning taking place instead. "We recognize this situation as disappointing for all involved. This was not an easy decision to make. Your child's safety continues to be our first priority. Families are a valued partner in education, and we thank you for your support and for everything you do each and every day to help students succeed," YRDSB Interim Director of Education Scott Yake said in a message to parents this week. "We know that it is very stressful for families and staff to consider the possibility of not having classroom instruction again," YCDSB Director of Education Dominic Scullia said in a letter to parents. "The safety and well-being of our students and staff is always our main priority." Schools were closed November 4 and 7 as a strike went ahead before CUPE called it off when the province agreed to withdraw back-to-work legislation. Although the two sides have come together on wages, CUPE is seeking more employment and job security. Demands include more educational assistance and an early childhood educator in every kindergarten classroom. "From the beginning, we've been focused on improved jobs for education workers and improved services for students. For us, there is not one without the other," CUPE Ontario School Boards Council of Unions President Laura Walton said in a news release. Newmarket Aurora MPP Don Gallagher Murphy, whose office became a protest site earlier this month, spoke out on social media about the new strike notice. "Disappointed CUPE has filed notice to once again shut down classrooms," she said. "We've put forward multiple improved offers that would have added hundreds of millions of dollars across the sector, especially for lower-income workers." At both public York Region school boards, full-day childcare programs will remain open at the operator's discretion, but before and after school care programs will be closed. "We thank you for your ongoing support of the York Catholic DSB and our education workers," Scullia said. "Please join us in continuing to pray for agreement between CUPE and the Government of Ontario that will keep our students in the classroom."